Aleph. We're holding Rashi, Rabbanan Hi. So we did the piece of Gemara. The more discusses, the Gemara discusses the dinam of Menis, which doesn't have a kenas. It means the girl that situation of pitui doesn't have kenas or and pitui, but a katana in general would have kenas. So that's Rabbanan Hi. The Tzigad Rameir Bereish Pirkan, they argue Rameir and they hold that the halacha of the din of kenas doesn't apply only to a nar, it applies even to a girl who's a katana. It just doesn't apply to a girl once she's reached the age of being a bageris. And Moore says, okay. So then by the case of idleness, why is there no kenas? By idleness, the problem is she goes from being a katana to being a bageris. She doesn't have naris. See, if you, the only time there's a din of kenas, like a mayor by naris, so now this never becomes a nara. But if we're going with Rabbanon, then a katana has kenas, so an idleness can have kenas as a katana. So the answer is, b'me'enis sovel like Rabbi Yehuda, d'mar nara b'me'enis, so there is a case of a nara which can have miyun. And we're going to say that really we're going that a katana doesn't have kenas. So if an idleness who's a katana doesn't have kenas. So what's the case of memenis? We're saying that only a memenis doesn't have a kenas, means a regular other girl does. That's only the case of a memenis who's a nara. Vachitedu, mino nara memenis in la kenas, ho nara ba'alma yesh la kenas. So then the contrast is correct. But her mayor says that only a katana can do miyun. Rabbi Huda says even a girl who's a gadarla can do miyun. A girl who's a nara can do miyun. So her mayor says, Ashitabi Seisaris. Mishaviya, Enema Menas. Once she brings Seisaris, when she's reached the age of being a gadarla, of a nara, she can't do miyun. Afila loibol la'achar mikain. Even though he's not done bia at that point onwards, which means that really, this kedusha is still the rabbanon. The kedusha was when she was a katana, done by her father. Or excuse me, not done by her father, by her mother or her brother. So if it's a kedusha done by the father, that's a kedusha deraisa. The father was no longer alive, or the father no longer had jurisdiction over her. So this kedusha is a kedusha rabbanon. Now she becomes a gedola. It's still a kedusha rabbanon. Nothing changes. It makes it a kedusha deraisa. When he has bia with her as a gadarlo, we say that bia is a shame kedushin, and that makes it a kedushin deraisa. So here, this girl has reached the age of godless, but she's not had bia yet. So it's still a kedushin derabanan. The mayor says, no, you can't do mian anymore. Mian was instituted only when she's a katana. Yehuda Armor, that this mian could continue, achayaber shachar alalavan, but Rashi adds, im loibo alachash gadla. Memanis, if they had bia ready, which made it the kedushin of the rice, so you can't do me in the kedushin of the rice, you need a get. But they haven't had bia yet, but she's reached the age of being a gadarlo, so Rehuda says, no problem. Now, what does shachar alalavan mean? So it sounds like it means that the whole area is full of hair. So the Nidah Mefarshim more explains. It means Shteisaris Shoychvis Menir Kemosh Yarba Shachar. It means that the hairs have. It doesn't necessarily mean the whole area is full of hair. It means that the hairs have grown longer to the point that they start folding back, and that area is covered. Okay. So fine. So the Mor says that we've explained theoretically the case of idleness, why there's no kenas, because the katana doesn't have a kenas like her mayor. But the Mor says, but her mayor doesn't have a case of mamenis, which no kenas, and other girls with a kenas, because by him, a mamenis is only when she's a katana. And according to the mayor, katana never has a kenas. So Mor says, Ella, what? Rabbi Yehuda. Let's go back and try a different angle. That the town of the Bryce is not her mayor, it's Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda says, so the case of mamenis now makes sense. So then what we're saying in the case of of Memenis, who's a Nara, which other girls which are Naras do have Kanas, but a girl who's a Memenis is a Nara does not have a Kanas, then ain't a Kanas. You don't have to be, you don't have to, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we're talking about a case of a menace Nara, so therefore there's no inference that other girls or katanas have a kanas. So I, by islandess, why is there no kanas? Okay, by islandess, the Tani Nami ain't no kanas. Mishum the katana, sober kermayer. Mizumi kanusa, yotzel labagr. Yotzel labagr. So then, it will suggest that Rabbi Yehuda holds a kermayer in regards to the loch of a katana. If that's true, the Rabbi Yehuda holds a kermayer in regards to the loch of a katana, so then we have an explanation. The title of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's a case of a Memenis who's a Nara. We're contrasting Memenis Nara to other Naras and saying Naras have, but Memenis doesn't. Islands doesn't have Kanas. He holds a Kermayer that a Katana doesn't have Kanas. And Morris says, but that's not true. So it says later on, two different Kermayer, the Kamama Pirkin. And it doesn't say Kermayer and Rabbi Yehuda. So it sounds like Rabbi Yehuda is not like Kermayer in that point. Ella rather, the Morris says, so who is it? It's an unknown Tana, unattributed Tana. And this unattributed Tana holds like Kermayer in regards to the Lachas of Katana. The Katana has no Kanas. And holds like Rabbi Yehuda in regards to the locha of a case of Neun as a Nara. So the Kermayer of the Ketana ain't the Kanas. Mishumachi ain't Kanas the Bailanis. He holds like Kermayer of the Ketana, there's no Kanas. That's why by Island is there is no Kanas. Because the Ketana, she's always a Ketana. The Polygalei ben Memenis, but this Tana argues in Kermayer by the case of Neun. Vomer Achayar Bashok, when he says like Rabbi Yehuda. He can tell him Memenis ain't the Kanas. Haruya lemayan yesh lo kanas benar kumer. Other girls, which mean would be possible, but they have a kanas. That's true. There's a case of a nara, which is of the age where potentially mian is possible, and is saying they do have a kanas, except that the actual momentus doesn't. Okay, that's one teretz. Rav from Omer that the words momentus doesn't mean. Mima Enes, but it means Haru Lamayan. Clever call Katana, Komer. Makulur Meir, the Bryce is talking and saying that Katanas don't have Kanas. Any girl which is of the age, according to Meir, that you do Miyun, which means she's a Katana, according to Meir, she can't, there's no Kanas. Then the Bryce continues and says, an island is always has the, either has the status of a Katana or a Bergeris, so Vaitra, she doesn't have Kanas. Okay. Kamer called Katana Kamer. Makula Remeir. So then it means any Katana, which theoretically would be possible in the scenario of such a marriage to do Miyun. Any Katana doesn't have Kanan. Okay. Okay. Zatu Gemara. Island is and Kanas, all by the two dots, halfway down the page. A little more than halfway down the page. So now the Morris says, island, the Bryce said, island is and Kanas will pitui. There's no Kanas or pitui in the Bryce by an islandist. Why? Because by Katana, there's no Kanas or pitui under Mayor. We're holding like her mayor, and she goes straight from Katanas into Bagra. She never has a state of called Naris. Ramini, last Yustira. Acharesh is Vashoyt of Islandis, Yeshlan Kanas, Vyeshlan Tanis Psulim. That the girl is a Chareshis or a Shoyta, so she never reaches the age of maturity.
Or an island.
Or an islandis, which goes straight from Katanas into Bagras. Do have a Kanas. They also have Tanis Psulim. So the Gemara says, so it's a stira. The Gemara says, why is it a stira? It's a very simple answer. Vaha, my rumyahi, what's the stira? Hora meir, vahora bonan. So the answer is very simple. That if you hold the katana has kanas, so all these girls, Chereshah Shartan Ayalim, is equivalent to being a katana. Okay, so they have a kanas. The Bryce says, ain't la kanas, or pitui, by elements, because it's going like your mayor. The katana doesn't have kanas. Okay, Mora says it's such a simple answer. With the karlo, my karlo. When you ask the question, what were you asking? What were you thinking? So Mora answered like this: that the question was. The Mishum the Isol the Mirma Akrita Eluye. The reason why we quoted this other brisa to raise an issue with it, the Rosh Hashanah and Islandness, is not because it's there to this brisa which we just mentioned, but rather actually because there's another brisa which seems to say not like that. Okay, what's the other brisa? The brisa says again Mishum the Isol Mirma Akrita Eluye. There's another contradiction to it. So Ramini, Rumya, and Mirma are all when we're going to compare and contrast two statements, either of Bryce's or of Amaroyim to each other, etc. So that's and there's a contradiction that's called a Rumya, a Mirma. Okay, so what's the contradiction? There's another Bryce which says a Chareshes, Rashoyt, Vahabugeris. Mukas eights. So ein lehen tainus psula. So a man marries a woman. He does erison. Comes some time later. And he does nesuin. He does be with the woman. He finds that there's no psula. He does the first beer with her. It normally means that there's going to be this membrane there called the psula, and it's missing, which means that she's had beer prior. So he says, I expected you to be a psula. You're not a psula, so there's something wrong over here. That's not was my intent to marry such a woman. I don't have to pay a ksuba. That's called tainus psula. So he uses the argument, the lack of psulim, to relieve him from his key of ksuva. And Zok de Braisa, these women, because they don't have, the women, the Chareshes and the Shreitim, do not have control over themselves. It's possible that somebody took advantage of them without them. So if a man married her, he's marrying her, understanding that there's a possibility. So he can't claim afterwards, I didn't expect it, and therefore why should I have to pay ksuva? No. You knew that about this possibility that something had been she'd been taken advantage of. A girl who's a begaris, not so common nowadays, but the Bisman Chazal, when they reached the age of bagris, the psulim would disintegrate on their own. So therefore, he can't say, well, where's the psulim? Oh, it must be that something happened, and I'm not masking, and I don't take psulim. She's a begaris. There's no psulim anymore. That's normal. Or a girl which is known to Mimukas 8, that there had been an accident which had broken her psulim. That some instrument or something got jabbed into there, so that it could tear the psulim. Therefore, Ein lo hen tainus psulim. You can't argue psulim. That where the psulim... Aha, there's something wrong. I don't have to pay ksuba. No, we know why there's no psula. The Brisa continues and says, Hasuma of her island is, but the fact that she's just a suma, she's in control of her faculties, she knows what's going on, she won't let herself be taken advantage of. So if she presented herself originally as being a psula, now there's something wrong, we say that there's a mechatos, but he doesn't have to pay the ksuba. Or an island is, as well, Yesh Lentanis Psulim. Now, we said in the Brisa before, the Ayanus Yesh Lehen Kanas, Yesh Lentanis Psulim. So the case of Chareshes and Shaitan Islandists do have Psulim, and this Brisa says Chareshes and Shaitan do not have Tanis Psulim, but an Islandist does. So there's a series in Chareshes and Shaitan, the first Brisa. And Chareshes and Shaitan, the second Brisa, the first Brisa says they do have Tainus Psulim, the second Brisa says they don't have Tainus Psulim. So that's the stira which the Mora is presenting. The Brisa continues and says, Sumka Tzaymer, Mishumer Meir, Suma, Ein Lo, Tanis Psuma. Again, the person, because of her being a Suma, it's possible someone would take advantage of her without her realizing it. So the man is accepting that possibility. If he marries her, he can't argue afterwards, I didn't expect this. Okay. So we have a steer in Bryce's vis-a-vis Hereshes and Shaita. So that's why we felt it was important to bring up this Bryce, even though in regards to the steer to the previous Bryce, the answer is very obvious. We wanted to bring up this Bryce because there's this other issue which we need to correct, that need to address. Okay. Omer Sheshes, Lokasha. I'll answer the Bryce in the following way. So we had a machlokes in the first parak in a case where the argument of Sulim reads one of two ways, that he argues that he does the moment of Mechotos is at the moment of Erisin. Right. That's the actual acquisition of the woman is Erisin. That's Kedushin. Nisuin is what allows him to take her to his possession and live with her, etc. So arguing that he's not Chayav Ksuba is because he's arguing that the Erisin was done improperly, because she really was not a psula already from the time of Erisin. That's one argument. The second argument he could argue is, well, maybe between the Erisin and the Nisuin, she willingly had relations with another man, and therefore, she's usher to me. He's usher to be with her, and he has no chi of the Perek Suba. She's Mazana. Okay, so now she comes along and she says back that the possibility where he would be chayav l'ksuva, misha eres tani nenasti. Yeah, but the time of the Erisin, I was a psula, so therefore the kedushin was a proper kedushin, and there's no mechotos. Why am I a ba'ula in that? Why is there no psulim now? A man was ma'anis me, so I didn't do it willingly. So vayta yirchayv miksuba. So she says misha eres tani nenasti. That's her argument back. So what happens in that case? So Gamliel says the halacha is that she wins, and Rabbi Shua says the halacha is that she loses. Okay. So in the case of the Chereshes and the Shoita, they could argue, why are we arguing that maybe they were a, that what happened to them was that they were, that it happened before the Erisin. Had this girl been aware, she could argue that no, what happened was, by the time of the Erisin, I was a psula, and the time of, and what happened was, it happened afterwards. So it's not, it wasn't, it, and therefore the time, you can't argue, even if you want to argue that you had an expectation, you see from the first brisa that there is an expectation of besulim. And we assume that the Kresher Shoza can control himself. So we'll argue and protect himself. We'll argue the pshat in the second brisa, they don't have a besulim, which means, so the first brisa says that he wins. The second brisa says that he loses. The reason why he loses is because we'll argue for the girl that had she been a pikachas and know how to argue, she would argue back. It happened after the Erisin and Boinus. And that's why there's no argument of psulim, because you can't use the argument of psulim to make him not pay. And the first brisa says that there is argument of psulim, hold like a Yeshua, which is that halacha is that. And when he argues that and she answers that, he wins. Oh, so even if she be pikachas, he would still win. So he had Titus Psulim. The Mora says, one second. So the Bryce, which says that there's Titus Psulim, is a Bishul we get. The Bryce says, there's no Titus Psulim. You see, you're arguing that had she been a pikachas, she would have argued this and won. And therefore she wins. The Shematale the Rabbi Gamliel, Hecha the Katar Ne'ihi. I understand when she says it. But if she's not saying it, she doesn't win. Where it says yes. in over here, we still would say it. Kivan Domer Gamliel Mehamna, since Gamliel says halachically, had she said the argument, she would win. The only problem is the girl is not knowledgeable to understand what she has to say. Kanzu, in this scenario, we apply the pasuk in Mishlei, Psach Picha Le'ilem. So the pasuk says, you should open your mouth for a person who's mute. Speak for them. So over here, the Bezdin will present the arguments in her stead because she doesn't know how to say it herself. So Psach Picha Le'ilem, this is an area where we apply the rule of Psach Picha Le'ilem. So that's referred to in the halacha as tanina. The bezin will say the taina for the individual. So it's a fascinating thing. Rabbi Chanan comes along and says let's say she would argue Shema. She'd walk in the bezin and say, listen, maybe what happened was Mishra Sanin and Nasti. She wouldn't win. She has to say Tana's Bori. He's, you know, we actually had one shot in the Gemara. The reason why Ragnil holds your belief is he holds Bori Mishra and Bori Yoda. The man doesn't know what happened. He's saying maybe what happened was before the Erisin, and therefore you were Bula at the time of the Erisin. It was Mechotah. Maybe didn't. Maybe she's right. He has no way to know that. So his Tana is a Tana Shem. And her tana is a tana is bori. So bori b'shem and bori yodif. But Ramil is based on a bori. And the Mursa, no, even the whole bori b'shem and bori yodif, well, she has a cheskes aguf to support her, she has, she has the different things to support her itself. Fine. Over here, at best it can say, and says, they can say, maybe, had she been a pekachas, this is what she would have said. They can't say for sure. So all they have is a tana shema. Right, so if all they have is a Tana Shema, so how can, and Ramil doesn't hold you in with a Tana Shema, so how does it help me? Even if you say Psach Picha Le'ilem, it's not going to help. In many of the scenarios of Taninin, the individual which you're saying the Tana for is the Muchsik. Over here, she's the Moitzi. She's coming to collect the Ksuba from him. Right? So to be moitzi moment, you need a tanis bori together with the cheses aguf or whatever the explanation was before the migu or the cheses aguf, right? But in many cases, tanina when Bezin will say the argument for the individual, the person is the most. They say, listen, maybe this is true. You can't be moitzi moment. You have to prove. You once Bezin says maybe, the burden of proving that was on the other individual who's being tveya. But over here, the burden of proof was on her, and the Bezin can't function as a burden of proof. So you need a tanis bori is good enough. So Bechanan says, you see from over here that the way we look at a taninan, the taninan is not a tanis shema; it's a tanis bori. But it's that. So what does it mean as a tanis bori? It has the halachic equivalent of a bori. Saying Bezin saying maybe we have to deal with this as if the person would be a bori. It still doesn't answer 100% because maybe not. So why are you much mummy because of that? But he says, but you see clearly, the Rosh really says the point. And Rabbi Chanan says that, you know, the Getter is not a tana, it's not a Shema, it's a Suffolk Bori. That's the way he puts it. Fascinating, you know, semantics, but you hear what his point that he's saying. Kitsi Rashi. A shema is a shema. The Suffolk Bori is Bezin saying, we don't know the reality. Had we known the reality would be possibly a Bori. Just so we have to deal with it as if that's the reality. So Krashi Vieshlan Tanis Psulim. Lafsida Ksuva. So there is an argument that there's no Psulim. And therefore, he expected otherwise, and therefore he doesn't have to pay the ksuba. So Morris says, you're asking me, Stira, if Eilis has a kanas or not. This Bryce says no. This Bryce says yes. The answer is, Ahara Meir, Dabra Ketana ain't lo kanas. So Ketana doesn't have kanas. Eilis miketnus yotzis ulebagir. The Chama holds, Ketana has a kanas, and Eilis is a kanas. Let her have a kanas. But the Karla, my Karla, the one who asked the question, what were they thinking? Now, the word tshuva in the Gemara many times doesn't mean an answer, it means a question. It's a response. So you said something, I had a question, you, I'm responding. Misha Heshiv Chuvazu, the person who asked this question, Beis Medrash, Ma Osal Ruchai, what was he thinking? Doesn't he realize we can answer the stira in the brises by saying one's remeir, one's rabbanon. So more answered, Mishum Islay the Mirma Ikhriti Allah. Loyavia the Mesamedish, Afisha Yesh Lahoshiv Acheris Elzu. The reason why we quoted this other brisa in the Beis Medrash, because we had a third brisa to ask, which you want to ask us here between those two brises. Choresh is Reshoita, Choresh is Reshoita. So this brisa says Choresh is Reshoita. This brisa says Choresh is Reshoita. Do we have Tanis Psulim? And the other brisa says they don't. Megaris Psulim Kolim Me'aleim. A woman who becomes Megaris, so the Psulim disintegrate on their own. Rama Gamliel, Rama Barakama, he marries Misharis Tanin and Nasti. If she claims that it happened after the Arison, so at the time of the Arison she was a Psula, and it happened by Oinus, so therefore she didn't do Baratzin, so therefore she still deserves a Ksufa. Nemenis, so she's believed and she collects her Ksufa. So Chanami, Eilen, Tainis Psulim, Lahafsida Ksufa. So we can't argue with Tanis Psulim to make her lose her Ksufa. The Rina, we say, Ihabe Bikachas, had she been intelligent enough to talk, Litzoin, to present her argument, Haba Ta'ano, she would have said, Mishra Sarina Nasti Umahem. She would have said that and be believed. Harbi Shuud Amr, Lomi Pio Anokoyin. He says over there, we don't rely on her statements. She's not a good source of life. If you'd have to live based on her, you'd be in big trouble. Right? We can't rely on what she says. So therefore, the law is the husband wins. So he means he tines tines psulim and he wins. So that's called yesh hacha yesh law tines psulim. So the man says to the chereshish on the shaita, what's going on over here? And he would win. So that's called yesh tines psulim. The inami havitana come on. Even if she would say something, she would have answered back, Mishra Tanin and Nasti, Loi Memnina Lo, we would not believe her, and he would win. So Tosfos over here raises the question a little bit. Tosfos starts, let's see the Tosfos. Choresh Reshoita Ein Lan Tanis Psulim. Pirsha Kuntas Diabi Pikachas Litan Havitona Mishra Tanin and Nasti. If she had been intelligent enough to argue, this is what she would have said. How can we argue this as a possibility to make him lose money? She's not saying it. And Elamai, what we said before, that she has that the Chesed Gufa Isra, you can't use the Chesed Gufa to say she's a psula to support the Motzi Mamon. We see there's something wrong with the Chesed Gufa. Something's happened. The question is when. Of a Chesed Mamon Lo Isra. On the other hand, but his Chazaka, his Muchzik on his Mamon, has not been in any way compromised. So her argument that she's a Chesed Gufa, that she's still a psula, that's not true. That's been Isra. That's been undermined. And compromised. His muhsik on his moment has not been undermined. So why would you mighty moment with a tiny shema? Tosfos then goes along and says that he brings a raya from the Gemara later on to support, even though it doesn't seem to make sense, that we have a Gemara later on, we seem to support that Rashi's right that you still would mighty moment in such a scenario. But the Tosfos himself says a different pshat. Well, the Reen Nira, skip down to the Reen Nira. It's in the wide line to Tosis. It's at the end of the third wide line. The Reen Nira, the Farish Halcha, Tosis, I want to tell you a different pshat in the Gemara. Not like Rashi. The issue is that the combination of the fact that she's a Chereshish and a Shoita, so she doesn't take care of herself well, so it's very possible that something happened to damage her. Everybody falls down, so why are they more of an issue than anybody else? Other women know to tell, to say they're mukazates. But this girl who's a chereshish or a shoyt doesn't know to say that she's a mukazate. She doesn't understand the significance of it. The other woman says, listen, you're going to marry me, not if I'm psulim. You're going to have a whole argument. I'm telling you up front, I'm a mukazates. So he married her with that knowledge. She doesn't know to say that. Awahana, Chereshi Rishayt, the Deloy Motzi Omri, they're not knowledgeable enough to tell you. So Becheskes Mukas Eitz Nisois. So you have to assume when you marry them, you're marrying them assuming that they're Mukas Eitz. Yeah. So then, what's the horung lil hari b'shua? Because you remember, that we the same way they argued to ragu mil b'shua. If she answers back, mishatan and nasti. They also argue in regards to if she says mukazaitzani. Right? So Rumil says that's a good taina. Rishua says lo mipion ochoyet. Now the Tosis continues. It says like this: the first brisa, b'chinira the brisa from Lukasin le'elba brisa el chavesh v'shoyta v'alnis yeshlan kanas b'suloi. So the first brisa, we take out according to this pshat and Tosis the words Yesh Tanis Sulam. Okay, main custom Rishum do not have that girsa quote Yesh Tanis Sulam. Okay, so Tosis, so according to the re, it's great. If there's an assumption that she's always a mukazates, so obviously she can't get a kanas because the din is it only applies to an Arab psula. From the price, who says she has a kanas, means we assume that she's not a mukazates. So this is you're saying that there's a halachic assumption that she's a mukazates. You see from the price, who says she has a kanas, that's not true. Re pork shopper, the midakomer yeshlan kanas, amalochashina luhu bekeses mukazates. This assumption that you say that she's a mukazates, which should be undermine the issue of psulim. Well, that's not true, because if that's true, why would she get a kanas? Must be, we assume that she's not becheses mukazeitz, we assume she's a psula. Well, assuming she's a psula, then later on when there's no psulim, we say, why is there no psulim? And mukazeitz, we're not going to assume mukazeitz. Okay. What?
Where's the shred?
I'm not hearing your words.
Where's the shred?
In Tosis. The re nearer. Okay. Let's just do a little more. Now, you're saying that Begaris, we assume that Psulak are and they're no longer Psulim there. So that should mean like this: if a man has bia with a woman who's a psula, and he finds dam, so we assume that dam is dam psulim. If we assume there's no psulim and he finds dam, he has to assume the dam is dam nida. So what's the difference between dam psulim and dam nida? See, dam psulim derives is not a problem at all. There's nothing which makes him refrain from having beer with his wife. Dam nida, he has to be parish from his wife. Furthermore, Kasha, Rav, Begaris, Nosin Lailah Harishan, he may continue to have beer with her on the first night. Which means we assume that there was psulim, and in any dam which we found, we attribute to the psulim. So if that's true, so why are we here saying by begaris, there's no tainus psulim? There are psulim. So when he does beer and there's no psulim, he says, what's going on? Elamai, and then we have the argument of what's called tainus psulim. The Mora says a interesting answer. Either katoy and tainus damim hakinami. If the man will walk into Bezin and say, you know, there was no dam, so that would be a good argument, and that would apply even to begaris tainus psulim. But the katoyan his argument is not that there was no dam. His argument was that the maisabir was done in a way that there was nothing really. There was nothing limiting his maisabir pesapasuach. The opening, the area was open, and that zot gemora. Even though she has psulim, the area is opened up to the point that a tain of pesapasuach doesn't mean anything. It's not a proof that there was something wrong, and that's why there's no tain of psulim. But Enochanami, if his argument was, but there still should be dam. Okay, that's how Rashi learns. Zot Rashi. Nusla Raila Harishan. Even if he has multiple beers in that time, it's any dam which comes in that, we assume it came from the Basulim. We say dam Basulim applies to Begeris as well. Because if there's no dam Basulim, the mace of law, Elabilis Mitzvah, we can't allow him to do another beer, we can just allow him to do Bilis Mitzvah. But we're saying that no, it's psulim, and the dam is because of the psulim. We came into Isla psulim. Now we don't. Our halacha is that our guys are on dam psulim beyond the din of that's a pshat based on the Mishnah over there. Their guys are on dam psulim to, since they might confuse between dam psulim and dam nido, that he may not do a second B afterwards. When we did it of the Mishnah, this would be possible to do. We came in the Isla Psulim, so once you're saying that she has Psulim, that's why the Dam is Dam Psulim. So when he does B and there's no Dam, Tafsik Suvasa. So that's the case. So that's the case over there. He marries her as a Psulim, turns to Jin the Bula. He says, I'm not going to pay Xuba. So that's called Tainus Psulim. So what are you going to say? What are you saying before? There's no Tainus Psulim. Hakasin, either Katoyan Tainus Domim Hokinami. Hakamaskin is the Katoyan Tainus Pesapasuk. The Rashi is putting that girsa in because we'll see Tosis brings it as a different girsa also. Or, well, I can see the Tosis, but Tosis brings a different girsa. Either come about Alti Willem Tosi Dam, if you would argue, I did Bia, and they did all the process, like the Gemara says that they put the cloth there, and there were people checking it out, etc. And the argument is Dam. But it's Hanamal, you see, it's a good argument. And the Gabi that, she does have a Tanis Psulim. But Hacha, Tekhtani Ein La Tanis Psulim, the Katoyan, the Mura Pesach Psulim Tosi. The area was open, which means that's what he's arguing. Madam Loy Badak, they didn't check im nimsaba im lab, whether it was dam or not. So more said by dam that the only way you can argue tanis damim is that you would actually have edim which would check the area that there was no mirma, that he's not bringing, and they put a cloth down and they find that they catch the dam. So if there's no dam, it means something happened. Well, maybe what happened was he switched the cloth. No, we check him before, and he has no other cloth to switch. Maybe that she brought a cloth with blood on it. No, we check her as well. So there's a whole process to have a time. He didn't do that. See what he's saying, but that's a pesuach. Now, the more Sirashi is going to say, but we can get back in the first parak. So, Bisham by Damim, it's verifiable. Over here, he's claiming that's a pesuach. We don't know what happened, so maybe he's lying. So Rashi, Benara, Biktana, Taina, if it's a case of a regular Nara Ketana, it's a good Taina. We have no way to prove this, so why is he potter? I mean, we say chazaka ain adam terech besudo mafsida. If he didn't want to marry her, so I have a great idea. Don't go through the menus to make the chuppah and the sudas nesuin, which cost him all his money. So he goes through the whole process of making the whole nesuin, everything, and the next day he says, you know, I'm out of here. So why don't you just get out of here? Say you're out of here the day before. So it doesn't make sense. They lie. Al mishabagra ein rach matzarki betchila. The whole area opens up. It's not as narrow. V'daimelo kilu pesem. So it appears to him pesem besuach. Even though that's not true. Okay.